The MEPs are going to be debating what is an objection, and it's to do with permitted health claims made on foods and indeed on drinks as well. Tell me a little bit more about this, because it's got to do with nutrition, what's called nutrition labelling.
I suppose it's another example of the impact of the lobbying within the European Union. There's 30,000 lobbyists in Brussels. It's only second to Washington. What we've seen was a very, very heavy lobbying from the food and industry, food and drinks industry, to prevent nutrition labelling, which would have seen one of the proposals was a traffic light system. So foods that are unhealthy would have a red label on it and therefore advise you to keep them to a minimum in your daily intake. The food and drinks industry won the case because the commission dropped it. What we have now is this limbo system where you can actually put health claims onto really unhealthy products because you might add vitamin C to it, or it might have caffeine added to it, or it might have vitamin D or fiber. So we're seeing products that could be marketed towards children that are full of sugar, as in the case of energy drinks, but you add vitamin C and you can put it on the label that this is one of your vitamins a day, or this is vitamin D to help your bones. So the loophole has been facilitated by the Commission's failure to act on nutrition labelling, which would have, I suppose, prevented health claims being put on products that carry a red label or an unhealthy food label.
And why has the Commission delayed this?
Well, they've delayed it because of the intense lobbying that we see on a regular basis by the food and drinks industry, who want to continue, to use sugar, salts and bulking agents in foods and market heavily processed, unhealthy foods to the general population. And they don't want to see traffic lights because that might be a disincentive to people buying their products.
So they've delayed it, but is it going to come back? You know, at what stage is this whole process now to try and prevent this kind of thing from happening?
It was dropped. The nutrition labelling proposal was dropped by Juncker's commission under his refit programme, that because he couldn't get agreement on it. So at the moment, there's calls for them to come up with some new system. If not the traffic light system, well then let's have some system. But the public deserve to know that if your product is unhealthy, that the labelling shouldn't be misleading, in that you're going in, you're buying a product and it's covered on the front with added vitamins, added fibre, caffeine to improve your concentration. But nowhere does it say, unless you look in the tiny small print on the back, that it might have 20 spoonfuls of sugar, or it might have, you know, 10 times your intake of a recommended intake of salt. So what the commission needs to do, it needs to come forward with some proposal that will prevent this misleading claims that are being put on the front of products.